on this episode of Counting Cars.
How are you guys doing?
Danny's challenging the king of burnouts over here to a burnout competition.
You're a test dummy. I call you to test things.
What if I don't want to do it?
You know how much blackmail stuff I got on you guys that Danny don't know about?
Shannon! Bring that beautiful bike out, brother!
Holy crap. That is gorgeous.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow, what would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
What's up, fellas? I have Rod and Sharon to introduce you to.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
They want to commission us to build them a custom chopper.
What's happening? I'm Danny.
Pleased to meet you,
nice
Danny.
To
I'm
meet
Rod.
You. Sharon.
Hi.
Danny. Nice to meet you. And this
How
is Shannon.
Doing?
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Shannon.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Good, great. Good, good.
Good. I'm going to let you guys discuss the chopper, and I'll come back in a little bit.
Cool, brother.
All right.
So we're doing a bike now, huh?
50th birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Celebrate my 50th birthday on our 5th anniversary.
All right. Congratulations. That's awesome.
I don't forget the anniversary that way.
Good point. Good point. So you guys are bike people. You all ride.
Yep. Ready for a change.
And how often do you get to ride?
Not
well,
much.
With her medical issues, just whenever we get a chance.
May I ask, what's going on here?
Diagnosed with MS. Got a couple blood clots in the leg, so they took it from just below the knee.
Oh, my goodness. I am sorry. Sit down and relax for a minute.
She's a trooper, though.
Amen.
We both really like riding, but I don't go anywhere without her. And to be able to have something that she's comfortable on is all the difference in the world.
Let's talk about this bike. What are you seeing?
Well, definitely the chopper look. Mm-hmm. And soft tail, sugar bear front end, purple metallic paint.
Very nice.
I love purple.
I got you.
Coffin gas tank. Loud motor. Definitely set up so she can go with me on rides.
Okay, good. So you like riding?
He got me into it.
Right, right, right.
And I love it. We both love choppers. That's actually kind of how we met. I mean, we both knew each other from work. He had his bike there, asked me if I wanted to ride, and I said I've never been on a bike before. He took me for a ride and purposely scared the poop out of me.
We just want to ride more often. Get out in the wind.
So we want this thing to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
We need a big motor.
Loud and proud.
Love. And we need you to be comfortable.
Yes.
Comfortable and secure.
Yes.
But yet still looking like
yes,
a chop.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is going to be a fun yet interesting project to pull off. The biggest challenge on this thing is overall aesthetic design. And this bike has to look like a chopper. And to me, choppers are pretty minimal. Got to figure out how to engineer the back half of this thing so that Sharon is safe, comfortable, and secure.
When I first spoke to Rod on the phone, mm-hmm, he was talking about 30 being his max. Is that what you guys are thinking?
I would think so. Yeah. I would think so.
So the 30,000 number you're good with, you guys are good with?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Rod and Sharon brought this project to the right shop. We are up to the challenge of making sure that this bike is not only going to be beautiful, it's going to be comfortable and correct. This is going to be fun, you guys. This will be excellent. Brother.
What's up, man?
What's up, gentlemen? And I was wondering where all that beautiful music was coming from. And it was this. It's gorgeous.
Sounds playing good. A little bit.
And she sounds good. Just the rhythm to that motor is beautiful.
She's got a carburetor, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is very proper, Doc. You can't even deny this one, man.
Don't even try and put in a fuel injection on this car, because this won't happen.
Not on this one.
It sounds great.
This thing will seriously lay down some power, man. I mean, it's not anything like you want to go out and try and do a bunch of burnouts in, because it's set up to hook.
Yeah.
But
plenty of cubic inches.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if you want to do burnouts all day, just talk to the burnout king over here.
Oh, burnout king.
Anytime you want.
It is the burnout king.
You're talking to the burnout king. Burnout king right here.
Right here.
We have a bunch of mechanics right standing
really
around doing nothing.
You've never seen George do a burnout then.
I'm telling you right now.
No way, man.
Come on. Serious? I'm ready. Truck's outside.
How you guys doing?
Danny's challenging the king of burnouts over here to a burnout competition.
I'm the king of burnouts.
You're the boss. I say you're the king of everything here.
Kiss off a little bit more.
I tell you what, both of you two right here. Why don't you guys go and tell the entire shop, everybody, meet us out in the parking lot in 15 minutes. We're going to have some fun.
Right now.
Get everybody ready. Well, apparently, these guys have forgotten who the king is. Well, I am happy to remind them. This will be fun.
You look concerned.
Just a little.
What could be so bad?
Hey, Danny and George are going to do a burnout contest.
Oh, no, seriously.
Guys. Danny and George are gonna have a burnout competition. Get out of here, check it out.
Oh, yes, let's do it. Right on.
Man, you call out the boss, you're gonna get some action. Boys call me out for a burnout contest, they got themselves a contest. It's on between me and George. Let's do this.
Between Danny and George, Danny's definitely the king of cars, but George doesn't care about his truck. So if he's gonna roast the tires off of it to beat Danny in a burnout competition, hell, I'd do it.
I don't think George has it.
George is gonna lose. You know that, right?
George is gonna win.
My money's on Danny.
Danny. George.
George got this one.
Danny's got this all day.
Who I think gonna win the burnout? It would be me if I still had my Camaro, but since I don't, I think George gonna take it, but I think Danny gonna give him a real run for his money.
The rules are simple. Whoever makes the most smoke wins. And Doc's putting together a little secret mix of bleach and washer fluid, putting that on the tires. It's an old trick, man. Turns a smoke show into a smoke symphony.
All right, baby.
I gotta tell you, I give props to George. That truck is nasty. That was a serious burnout. But I ain't worried. I'm just gonna have to step it up a little bit. It's time to bust out the vet. Because, you know, it's not just a burnout. You gotta give him a show.
I love this car. I love this thing.
I say he loses.
All right, baby.
Let's get it on!
George put up a heck of a fight. But you can't mess with the vet. Can't mess with the vet. The vet's just nasty.
That was a hell of a show.
That Corvette's hard to beat.
That was fun. To be continued,
hey, we'll do it
right?
Again.
We shall meet again.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, we shall meet again. Rolly, do me a favor, man. Clean all the rubber off my cars, man. Thanks, bro.
Go get that, Rolly.
About a month ago, Sharon and Rod came into the shop. They wanted us to build them a custom chopper that the two of them can ride and enjoy together. Tragically, Sharon lost her leg to a medical condition, and now she wears a prosthetic leg. We need to make sure that we build this chopper in such a way that Sharon can ride on the back of this baby and be comfortable and be safe. So right now, I'm gonna go check in with Shannon, see how things are going.
I'm finishing this bike up, doing a wiring and...
You're concerned.
Just a little.
What you concerned about, man?
Foot pegs. Dealing with the foot pegs, I want it to be cool and safe at the same time, not be some big apparatus on there.
Okay, I see what you're saying, because we need something that gives her stability and comfort. Because, you know, an easy answer would be footboards.
Right.
But being a chop and wanting to keep it a chop, it ruins the styling.
Yeah, those big floorboards are just sticking out like a sore thumb.
You know, on the front, they always got the option of doing, you know, the extra stirrup, you know, that hangs off the front peg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And your rider on the front, you know, the angle of his foot is like this. And their foot angle is much lower in the heel.
Right.
As a passenger, she's more vertical. And her foot's not going to be like this. Her foot's going to be more like this. So hanging a stirrup off the back down there, that doesn't solve the issue.
You know what? How about we flip them?
How do you mean?
The stirrup part is for your heel, but if we use the same stirrup, but yet flip it opposite, right on left, left on right.
Left side to right side.
So
right
the stirrup part side. Will be more for the ball of your foot.
I think you just stumbled onto some gold, bro.
I think I might have something that'll work.
Shannon is the best when it comes to wicked mean choppers, but he's also a mad genius when it comes to doing a little creative customization for some of these projects. What do you got?
Talking about stirrups. I forgot they even did this. You can adjust them.
That's a front left side. You know, their foot sits more this way.
Right, so you can rest your heel.
Right, but you're talking about this way.
Yes.
Over there.
I think I'm liking
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's like right there. It's like right there.
Let's just see here.
Bro, that's actually not bad at all.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that will never touch. And when she sits on the bike, we can adjust that out for her.
Yep.
Dude, I love it. I think it'll give her that stability that she's talking about. And it's completely aesthetically pleasing on this chop.
Sweet.
Nice job. You got this one solved. I'll see you later, my brother. You rock, Holmes. You rock.
I need you to drive and you on the back so I can test these pegs.
Now I'm gonna sit behind all of those horns.
Don't get too close, Rolly. Keep it back.
Over the past month, I've been building a custom chopper for Sharon and Rod. Sharon wears a prosthetic leg, and my big concern has been the type of pegs to use for her in the back, so these guys can ride together comfortably and safely. I think I've got it, but I need to test it. The actual bike's in paint, and I have two pegs set up on another bike and two stand-ins to test these things out.
You excited?
Of course I'm excited. I get to get out and ride.
Yep.
During work hours, that's what I'm talking about.
What's up, Shannon?
We are ready to roll.
About time you two showed up.
I had to get my gear. What the hell?
I would think you got the bikes ready.
Am I riding this bike?
You are not riding the purple bike, no.
Can I ride the orange one?
Oh, no. Definitely not rolling. You two are riding one bike for me.
What do you mean, one bike? He rides one, I ride one.
No, together, one bike.
Why do we need to be together? I don't even like that word when me and Rolly are in the same sentence.
Because I need you to drive and you on the back so I can test these pegs.
What if I don't want to do it? What if I don't want to have Rolly riding behind me?
You know how much blackmail stuff I got on you guys that Danny don't know about?
That might be true.
Well, if you're going to say it that way.
Why don't you start with that? You know, I'm going to sit behind all those horns.
Don't get too close, Rolly. Keep it back.
I'm pulling the bike out, and you guys are going to meet me out front, all right? Oh, one more thing.
What?
Because you're riding in the back, and she rides with chaps, you need to put these on.
I'm not a woman. I'm not going to wear this. This is for Sharon.
It's either that or I go up to Danny's office right now.
Hey, actually, I always want to see what it looks like on this whatever. I don't even know how it goes, which one is the front or the back. Why is the zipper way up there?
I don't really know, honestly.
Do I really need Rolly to test ride this bike in leather chaps? Of course not.
How the f*** you do this?
But why not?
It's bad enough I gotta get you behind me on a motorcycle. I also gotta dress you.
Hey, did you guys just hurry up?
All right, let's grab the helmets. Let's get the hell out of here.
This is ridiculous. I'm a professional airbrush artist. Not a test dummy for Rolly to hold on to, especially not wearing leather chaps.
How do I look?
You look stupid.
All right, dum-dums. Listen, we're gonna get this done quickly, make my observations, and that's it, all right? Is that easy enough?
I could have done without all the other speech and just went ahead with that one. Let's go.
Let's do this. Where did you get that helmet from?
I find that in a shop.
Roland, just get on this damn thing.
Oh, my God.
Don't get too close to me and shut up and get on.
Roland, lean forward. Lean forward. I'm pretty sure she's gonna be postured forward a little bit.
Stupid horns here.
Start this thing up.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey.
Hey, what do you keep?
No, no. You want me to grab the horn?
No.
Okay.
Get off me.
Take it easy.
Can't believe I'm going.
Oh, yes. Ah, take it easy, man. I'm never gonna do this again.
You're making me nervous. Hold on tight, baby. Hold on tight.
You know, I really wish I had somebody else to test this bike out. I didn't design it for a rider that was missing a brake.
Time to start trying some wheelies.
No.
Do you feel safe, little lady?
No, not at all.
Oh my God.
Does that feel all right?
Feels horrible.
I'm asking Rolly, not you. I mean, how does it feel? Does it give you support?
Yeah, it feels good. It's better than having just one foot peg. Like when he's slowing down, he supports the front of the foot.
Perfect.
Can I get off the bike now?
Yeah, please.
I got everything I need. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, you know what? What happens in Vegas never happened. See you later, Shannon.
Thanks for the humiliation.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I peed myself or it's just sweat.
I'm done for the day. I'm out.
Y'all are ready to see this chop?
Yes.
Dang straight we are.
Yes.
Oh, my God. In my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined this.
A few months back, Rod and Sharon came in to build their dream chopper for Rod's 50th birthday, a bike that they could both ride and enjoy together. The challenge is, Sharon lost her leg 7 years ago, and now she wears a prosthetic. They needed a chop that would be fun, safe, and dependable, and still look badass. And Shannon's been going crazy building this wicked chopper, and he spent a whole lot of engineering time working that seat back and reworking those foot pegs so Sharon would have a safe and comfortable place to ride. Ryan topped her off with a gorgeous custom purple paint job with beautiful pinstriping and silver leaf work. The bike is done. Rod and Sharon are here, and I can't wait for them to see how this baby turned out. How you doing? How you feeling?
Excited.
Good. Y'all are ready to see this chop?
Yes.
Dang straight we are.
Yes.
Let's bring this baby out. Come on over
here. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Moment of truth. Shannon, bring that beautiful bike out, brother.
Holy crap.
That is gorgeous.
Making a bike that's comfortable for Sharon and Rod to enjoy together was the main theme for this bike, but that doesn't tell the whole story. We put in a 115 cubic inch RevTech engine that provides not just dependability, but power as well. We gave her a 16 over Sugar Bear front end complete with chrome RevTech billet wheels. Ryan knocked it out of the park as usual, giving this bike a beautiful candy purple paint job with tons of silver leafing to complement all of that gorgeous chrome. And last but certainly not least, Shannon designed custom riding pegs that can be adjusted specifically for Sharon. Rod is getting a badass chopper and the gift of riding with his wife again. Best birthday ever.
That definitely goes with our clothes.
Oh, yeah.
In my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined this. You guys nailed it. You guys nailed it. I mean, with a big hand.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you, too.
So tell me some of the things that are really popping out at you.
Well, the paint job was bar none, way above and beyond what I expected. Love the front end.
Yeah.
I love the big tire on the back. And I love the style of them wheels.
Mm-hmm. Glad you dig it.
This is, am I really here? Pinch me.
This is, it feels like a dream for sure.
I'm ready to sit
on this thing. Oh, man.
Uh-huh. And even though it's stretched out, that front end, man, there's no weight to that front end. You turn those bars side to side, there's no flop, no drop, no weight.
Oh, I like that.
Uh-huh. Sharon, let's get your butt on this bike. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's try this out here, man.
Let me get you on there first.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Feels comfortable up there?
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
Us be able to get out and enjoy the wind, and she can ride more comfortably. It means the world to me to have this bike.
For me to be able to ride with him, it's a lot easier to get onto, a lot more comfortable. I can't wait to just lean back and hit the wind.
Happy?
Oh, extremely.
You know what? We got something else for you here, because if you're going to be rolling on a Counts Customs chop, we got you some Counts Customs gear, man. We got you official Counts Customs Dickies jackets.
Oh, wow. Got our names on it, too.
With your names on them.
It is awesome.
From Dickies. These are what we wear in the shop all the time, man, because like your bike, they're comfortable, and they're built to work. Oh, try this on. Let's see how you look.
Got you, sir.
Yes.
Hair out. Nice, man.
Oh, yeah. Officially swagged out by Counts Customs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man.
She makes it look good.
She does, man. She does. You guys look great, and I got even more great news for you. I knew you guys had a $30,000 budget, but I know Kevin said he would call you in case there was an exceeding of the 30. Did you all get any calls?
No.
That's a good reason, because we hit the 30 right on the money. I say, because you guys look so good, you guys feel like, you know, blasting it down the road and back, just to feel it one time before death. You want to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have at it, man. Fire this baby up and have a good old time.
Yeah, we're ready.
A custom chopper for cool folks like Rod and Sharon, man, there's nothing like it. Seeing the look on their face when they see their bike for the first time, it's awesome. And I gotta say, this one was special. These two needed to get back in the wind, and they needed to do it together. I'm thrilled to be a part of making that happen.
Yeah.
Let's place this. There you go. You're gonna smoke like hell. I'm gonna show you guys who's the burnout king. Come on, baby. I just charged you overnight.